Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. Happy New Year, inshaAllah, for all of us and all the Muslims in the earth. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us. This message might be a little bit off, but in the place. I was having some dialogue with some people ask me about the condition of family structure all over, and you find out the majority of mother have disease of dictatorship, want control, the father abuse, and when you go from one country to another, you find out all the majority of the Muslim ummah having 99.9.9, even the one who's supposed to be religious, deep inside in the style of thinking, the style of behaving, is culture, custom, disease of the heart, has nothing to do with Islam. By this way, I can be a worshipper, hafiz al Quran, everything, following a hadith, but when the time comes to my style of life, style of thinking, is all colonialism, disease of the heart, and bunch of dirt from culture. Do you know what it means? I said to the person, this minus Islam. She said, what about Iman? I said, minus Islam. Because the first stage is Islam. And when you have Islam, you immigrate from the state of Jahiliyyah to the state of Islam, and you're building your own journey of Islam. Today, if you ask me, we'll never immigrate. We have the ritual, we have all the style of worship, but deep inside, my thought, my thinking, my style of thinking, that everything is according to what? Remember me again. Remember culture, custom, colonialism, disease of the heart, and the abusing of my own nafs and soul with shaitan, even if I have do hajj and umrah and everything. Why? This is called jahiliyyah. Jahiliyyah, ignorant. The early people immigrate completely from their own style of life to Islam. Today, we never immigrate. We never immigrate. I mean it. Learn it and not learn it, we never immigrate. We never allow ourselves to think, is me thinking as a Muslim, behaving as a Muslim? Look at the style of life, the style of living room, the style of drinking, the style of eating, the style of everything. Is all colonialism, is all culture, is all disease of the heart, has nothing to do with Quran and Sunnah. By this way, for me, I can bear witness to Allah. The first person I saw him do that, he was my father, rahmatullah alayhi. And he was really attacked, big attack by my own family from every side. Because how dare you sit down in the floor to eat, try to follow the sunnah. You see, eat with your hand. You see, say bismillah, say alhamdulillah, have a basic life. We do not need living room, we do not even need a bedroom. You see, we need a simple, this simplicity to follow the Quran and Sunnah is only in the books, only in the lecture. But once we come to our life, jahiliyyah. The state of thinking, jahiliyyah. My dear brother and sister in Islam, we need to immigrate toward Allah. And when you immigrate, you cannot immigrate 5-10% in one topic and 90% is different topic. This is what we do today. I see people, beautiful worshipper, male or female, but once you get to know them in the style of life, buying and selling, living with a maid, living with their own husband and wife, has nothing to do with Islam. By this way, we have switches. It switched Islam in a time of worship, time of making fasting, time of making salah. After that, jahiliyyah again. What it meaning? I am not living in a state of Islam. I'm not doing taslim to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa rasuluh. By this way, believe it or not, I discovered that almost maybe 50 years ago. I discover as a whole, the majority of people who claim they are Muslim, you are a mushrik, you're not a Muslim. You are a Muslim part-time, mushrik 80% of the time. Because the style of thinking, the style of devotion, the style of love, the style of life, the style of urge, everything has nothing to do with Quran and Sunnah. I bear witness to Allah, I say it, and I'm still saying it. It's not a sin. No, we're not living in a state of, we're living in a state of shirk, a state of kufr, because we prefer colonialism, we prefer culture, we prefer nafs, we prefer style of life, we prefer my own shaitan, my own jahiliyyah above Allah wa Rasulullah. Big musibah. And I see it in action, okay? Especially it show up when we get married and when the mother have a child. All of a sudden she become a dictator. Dictator big time. And the father is lunatic in the Lala Land. Minus. We need to immigrate to Allah. We need to immigrate to Allah and ask myself, is me thinking as a Muslim? Is me devoting as a Muslim? Or Islam only in a ritual, not in my style of thinking? My dear brother and sister in Islam, I will give you advice. Number one, silent. Don't talk too much. Dhikrullah. Read about the companion. Read it over and over again until some of the story and some of this quoting coming in your life in action. I meet a lot of people. They memorize, they watching, they heard. But once it comes to dialogue, once it's time to thinking, once it's time to style of life, completely has nothing to do with Quran and Sunnah. Let's immigrate to Allah before we die. Because right now, we are in dunya. Very soon, we're going to immigrate to Akhirah one way. And remember, all of us in this earth are sentenced to death. We have a death sentence. And we do not know when. We're leaving. We're not staying. But one of the state of jahiliyyah, to forget Akhirah and living dunya like I'm going to stay forever. May Allah save us. May Allah save us. Wake up big time. We are in a jahiliyyah. Bigger than the jahiliyyah before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because this time jahiliyyah with Islam. The another time was jahiliyyah without Islam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And read Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what he said. Whoever die with a state of jahiliyyah, he already like take off that chain of Islam from his neck. Go study it. Because you cannot be a Muslim and jahiliyyah. Jahiliyyah meaning following your nafs, following your ta'ghut. Muslim, following Allah wa Rasulullah. Think. This is the time to think. Because we celebrate what? We celebrate the new year. What the new year? The new year of jahiliyyah. Jazakum Allah kull khair. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us, make us a true believer, inshaAllah. My dear brother and sister in Islam, when you study the early Muslim, after they receive revelation, this is a sequence. Embrace Islam, have loyalty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, love of Allah, love of each other, support each other, and stand firm. When this happened and the opposition increased, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command the believer to immigrate. What it means, again, to be ready to sacrifice all what they belong. Everything, family, houses, money, you name it. Leave it completely. Immigration for Sabilillah above. Above. Immigration for Sabilillah above. Above anything. Now, today, to explain it to you, we never immigrate. Very rare, maybe one in a million. You immigrate and you know, is a big difference immigrate under pressure and immigrate for Sabilillah. This immigration has to be within. You cannot immigrate outside unless you immigrate inside. Please, I beg you for Allah at this day, read my article and listen to my session about immigration. Because we are too far from immigration. And you will never achieve the reality of Islam, internal and external, until you immigrate. Now once you immigrate, now my thought, my nafs, my desire, my love, my money, my thought, my inspiration, my success, you name it, everything driven from only one topic. The love of Allah wa Rasul, the responsibility about the message, living the message, I'm immigrating toward my Lord. Finished. I'm leaving. Because the reality, we're leaving. We're not staying. We're leaving. We're not staying. You like it or you don't. One sister, she sent me a message quick. She told me, what about white woman? Meaning, what about the non-Muslim? How comes you behave like us? It's very simple. Very simple. What is that? Jahiliyyah. Taghut. And what happened if we behave like them, they behave like us? Read the verses I give you. The situation was very clear. Either you be a migrator or you be a hypocrite. Finished. You cannot be both. This is why Mecca has zero hypocrite. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be either immigrator or supporter of immigrator, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be among those who really living the message for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Please think, read, reflect, and take it from me, the article I send you about immigration and prison and jail. Read it carefully, because we live in it. Okay, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who will be a company of the immigrator and supporter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I beg you for Allah to read the articles and listen to my session about immigration, Muharram, the new year, okay, and the article about immigration and prison. And read the verses very clearly. And I wish to hear a reflection from you. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته